controversial city councilor of Boston driving with a revoked license with her son in there and crashes into a house. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com for your political bombshow store, and support us, helping the channel grow and strive. We're gonna talk about this. This is a mess. So this controversial Boston City Councilor drove with a revoked license, crashes car with the son inside into a house. A controversial defund the police Boston City Councilor crashed her car into a house, injuring herself and her 7-year-old son. All I can do is shake my head. Kendra Laura, 33, was driving with a revoked license in an unregistered car without insurance and an expired inspection sticker, and her son, Zary, was not in a booster seat at the time of the crash, according to the police report obtained by the Post. Zary was taken to the Boston Children's Hospital, where he received several stitches and is expected to be all right. Her office said in a statement quoted by the Boston Globe, Laura was once described as the first black socialist ever to be elected to the Boston City Council, and confirmed in a text message that she was involved in a crash Friday, her office said, adding she was with her son in the emergency room. Laura reportedly suffered some cuts and will probably require some stitches, her spokesman said. There she is. How nice. Lovely mother of the year you are not. And as you can see, a picture of the car that's crashed into the house. Unreal. Laura's car was total in the wreck, obviously. Laura's spokesperson said that the counselor was driving when she swerved to avoid hitting another car and crashed through a fence and yard before striking a house. My question is, the car is unregistered, Laura. I'm talking to you, look at me. The car is unregistered and your license revoked. What are you doing driving it with your 7-year-old son in there, endangering his life, your life? You could have killed someone. Nonetheless, according to the police report obtained by the Post, Laura was driving an unregistered vehicle and her license has been revoked. It further alleges that her child was not in a booster seat, which is a violation of state law for children younger than 8 or shorter than 57 inches. Laura's name was redacted in the official report, but her name was visible in a draft police report obtained by the Boston Herald. Unbelievable. You put this 8-year-old, this 7-year-old's life in danger. The driver of the vehicle, Laura, apparently cited as the reason she swerved to avoid an accident, Contradicted, of course. Why? I smelled that one coming before I read it. Contradicted Laura's version of the events, stating he had barely begun to pull out of his parking space when he noticed a car traveling at high rates of speed, which passed him, then suddenly turned left and crashed into the house, according to the police report. Laura's car went through the metal fence at the home, then crashed into the drove over the bushes before smashing into the porch and foundation of the house, causing considerable damage, the report stated. According to the police report, a 51A report, a form required to be submitted to the Department of Children and Families when child abuse or neglect is suspected, could be filed due to neglect and failure to use proper car seat for the child's safety. In addition to reports backed up by posts Laura has made on Twitter that she supports the defunding the police and the abolition of prisons, she also lives in income-restricted housing meant for people with lower salaries, according to several accounts. Why am I not surprised? Reminds me of the other Democrat who just bought a $1.4 million home, but is complaining about paying student loan. Unreal. She was also the subject of a vulgar tape circulating for the past 5 months that apparently shows Owen Thomas, a Boston charter school teacher, talking happily about having just completed a sex act with the public official. Wow. Laura and her chief of staff, Lee Knave Jr., did not respond to numerous calls, emails, texts, and direct messages sent to them by the Post. When Thomas was reached by phone, he said, "Oh no, I'm not going to comment on that," and hung up. So there you go. Mother of the year. Mother of the year. Do you agree? Is this mother of the year?
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
Obviously, I'm being facetious here. Unbelievable. Anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.